Hello and welcome to NMS Radio. My name is Gina and how are you today? Well, I'm reading from the article on the Daily Mail, Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. I'll just start with the music. So how are you doing? Essere idemfo. Je m'appelle Gina? Mercredi, which means Wednesday in French. So how are you doing? Well, today I'm going to read an article, as I said before, from the Daily Mail, Wednesday, May 4th, 2022. Okay. The former husband of Petra Eckerson was at the heart of a $226 million money laundering operation to convert criminal cash to gold, a court heard yesterday. Tens of millions of pounds of gold were moved. Tens of millions of pounds of cash were moved between the offices and bank accounts of James Stantz Company in London and the Bradford gold dealer Fowler Oldfield, the jury was told. On the opening day of the trial of eight defendants, prosecutor Nicholas Clark QC. He said it began with bags stuffed with money being delivered by couriers from across the UK to the offices of Fowler Oldfield, who then deposited into his NatWest bank accounts. He told Liz Paul Court it was $266 million, which was criminal cash, being washed through a company account as a classic money laundering scheme to make the funds appear legitimate. The cash could have been simply taken to a bank if it was legitimate, the QC said. However, it was turned into gold beads and was exported to Dubai, the court heard. I'll just put the music up and have a break now. And I'm continue with the case of James Stunt. What a name. Mr. James Stunt married Petra Eckerson, the daughter of F1 tycoon Bernie Eckerson, in Italy in 2011. They have three children, divorced in 2017. In total, 50 million of gold was shipped to his processing refinery, the court heard. It operated as a business. You know, they said it made no sense for him to do this. Oh, my goodness, this girl. That's what they said. They said that something made no sense anyway. So I'll continue. The money was dropped off at Fowler Oldfield's office for counting. Notes arrived in sports bags hidden in the panels of cars, inside toy boxes and takeaway food containers. The court heard. No receipts were given. Well, anyway, I'm looking at a photograph here of James Stunt with Petra Eckerson, his ex, and she looks stunning and she looks beautiful. She looks cool. And he's arriving in court on Wednesday with his new girlfriend, and she looks quite good looking as well, and her name is Helena Robinson. Anyway, we'll just take a break now. my name is Gina, and welcome to LMS Radio. So how are you? So I'll continue with the amazing story of James Stunt, the ex-husband of Petra Eccleston, the daughter of Bernie Eccleston, who used to be the owner of Formula One. The couriers dropping it off took car care to wipe away fingerprints and leave no forensic trace on the packages. One courier delivered well over 2 million in 14 visits during the 14-day period. The security firm G4S and the post office also collected millions from James Stunt's office, Fowler Oldfield, and another business allegedly set up as a vehicle of crime. G45 collected a total of 141 million, including 13.3 million in, let me say this properly, 668 bags. Should I say that again? 668 bags of cash. From James's lavish office in London, the post office also collected 33.4 million on the laundered cash, including 14.7 million inside 588 bags. God. From James Stunt's office. Oh God, let me just start laughing. God. The next stage must acquire gold. Whew. The jury heard. To facilitate this, Fowler Oldfield paid 46 million to James Stunt and over 200 million in illegitimate gold suppliers. So let me just figure this one out. A man called Fowler Oldfield paid over 200 million to two legitimate gold suppliers. James Stunt struck a deal to build a refinery in the official Sheffield SSRAE office, one of the four offices in the UK for grading gold. Well, he's lucky, isn't he? Mr. Clark said the idea was to refine scrap gold into Stunt's branded gold bars, but he couldn't produce the bars to the required quality, and instead Fowler Oldfield and Stunt and Co. bought gold bars from the Bank of Nova Scotia. Ah, oh, the court heard. Whew. Let me just take a break, okay? Thank you so much. My name is Gina and welcome to LMS Radio. It's an interesting story. It's an intriguing story. I'm trying to understand this, so I'll continue. The gold bars were melted down into grains of gold, or gold, which, unlike stamped bars, were untraceable. At this stage of the trial, two police officers came into court carrying a see-through container full of gold bars worth £250,000. It was shown to each member of the jury, with the judge telling them to tip it upside down and see how it moves. The court heard between June 2015 and August 2016, Fowler Oldfield paid James Stanton Coe nearly $47 million, and in a similar period, Stanton Coe paid out $54.6 million to the Bank of Nova Scotia. I rest my case. God? Well, how are you? Thank you so much for listeners from New York, California, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Virginia, UK, Nigeria, Germany, and Sweden. LMS Radio is now available on Samsung devices, podium.com, Player FM, Google Speaker, anything that's Google. Safari browser, Microsoft Edge browser, Chrome browser. Well, we are now available also on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. This is from the Daily Mail, Wednesday, May 4th. I mean, just looking at it, it says here, Petra Elkerson's ex on trial, accused of money laundering. The person in court is Chris Brooke, writing for the Daily Mail. It's a very interesting story, so I'll continue. Mr. Clark said none of the defendants accepted that the cash was criminal property. And these are the defendants: Candy Buckler, 45 years old, Gregory Frankel, 44, Paul Miller, 44, Harry Onrichard, 51 years old, Daniel Rosen, 45 years old, Francesca Spotta, 34 years old, James Dunt, 40 years old, and Alexandra Lodge, 41 years old, all deny money laundering. Mr. Stanton Sculter also deny forgery. The case continues. Well, thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. Thanks a lot. It's a very interesting case. It's a very unusual case. It says here on the front cover, it says, Stunt at heart of $266 million scam, turning dirty cash into gold. That's why I picked it, because it had something different, very alluring. When it's Eccleston's daughter, ex-husband, involved in cash for £266 million. So it's a very interesting article. And in front of me here, I'm looking at gold bars. Now, count, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, there's so many gold bars, and it's amazing what you'll see. And this picture here of James Stunt with his ex-wife, Petra Eccleston. She looks gorgeous. So I'll just play some music now. Thank you. so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina. It's very kind of you. Much appreciated. The feedback has been good. And it's so thank you much. Thank you so much for listening. Much appreciated. So we're coming to an end now. And thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed this article. And I hope to continue reading with, you know, reading, seeing how the case continues. So see you next time. I just put the music back up. Thank you so much for listening to LMS Radio. My name is Gina, and bye-bye.